Dear fellow parishioners of St. Benedict's, we are facing new challenges on all fronts. It is not in the memory of most of us the last time our nation imposed such severe restrictions upon our movement, and certainly on our ability to assemble. This is a sobering reality, one that we hope not to experience again anytime soon. There are many struggles to overcome. Our daily routines are upended. Children home from school adapting to new models of learning, working from home, and adjusting to the loss of many inconveniences that we so take for granted is difficult for most of us. This is Lent. This is a time when we as Catholics are called to a deeper sense of austerity and to enrich our lives of faith. I have mused that here is an opportunity provided to us by the Lord Himself. Take this opportunity to slow down, to pray, reflect, and experience a conversion from the ruts and routines that so occupy our lives. We continue to celebrate daily Mass, as usual, at 9 a.m., though such Masses are no longer open to the public. Daily Mass is live-streamed from the church and available on the parish website. Mass will be live-streamed on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Of course, the Mass remains on the website during the day so that you may participate in the Mass at any time. Father J.M. has prepared instructions for attending such Masses online. The Sacrament of Confession will remain available on Saturday at 4 p.m. Due to the nature of the confessional, we will now move the confessions outside to the plaza. Please keep a healthy distance as you wait for the sacrament. As the parish office has been open, the Hall of Saints is open for devotion and devotional candles during the regular business hours from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Adoration Chapel remains open 24/7. Please use prudence in sitting near each other. All are invited. We have on our parish website other resources for prayer. As we journey through this Lent, and perhaps it may be an extended Lent on a social level, the opportunity for prayer is a blessing bestowed upon us. You will find Stations of the Cross, a prayer amid an epidemic, and other resources there, all to bring us together virtually, even when we cannot do so physically. The bell system of the parish plays the Divine Mercy Chaplet each day at 3 p.m., along with the recitation of A Prayer Amid an Epidemic. If you feel the need or desire, come to the parish parking lot and join us in the prayer. We have also set up crosses along the perimeter of the church and school. Here, using the parish website for a guide or your own copy of the stations, you can pray the Stations of the Cross, either in your car, or you can walk them through. Torches will light your way in the evening at 7 p.m. We are invoking a parish day of penance to be observed Friday, March 27th. Through prayer and a day of fast, we will ask reparation for our sins, not just our individual sins, but the sins of our community, the church, and the whole world. As all Lenten Fridays are days of abstinence from meat, we are inviting all to a special and extra day of fast. A day of fast means that one eats only one full meal during the day, and that the other two meals are not together larger than the one meal. No other food, except for those who, for medical reasons, need to eat, would be eaten during the day. We will then celebrate exposition and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament live and online at 7 p.m. next Friday, March 27th. Father J.M. and myself, along with our deacons and the members of the parish and school staff, extend to all of you our prayers, and we hope that we are all praying for each other. Be safe, be well, be smart, and be holy.